As Vitoi Shaploini, if a man comes and confesses, like admits to Besdin, that he was Mefata, that person's daughter, in other words, that he has to pay a Kenas, she was a Nara, and she was a Psula, so she deserves to get Kenas, whether it's a Pitoi, you know, as he talked her into it. So the Mishnah says, Mishalim Boishas Upagam, the man has to pay now to the father the Boishas, the embarrassment he gave her, Upagam, how much he made her worthless. Alpiyatsmoi, even though it's only he himself that's admitting it, there's no edim. But vi ein mishalim kenas. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you do not have to pay the kenas. And like Rashi says, because the Moram Bava Kama learns it out from that moed the kenas is potter, because the pasuk says me'asher yashin elohim, that bezdin has to paskin luchiyab of kenas prat l'mashiyas atzmoi, where a person admits it himself and there's no edim there. Then Bezdin does not pass the Nechiyat Kenas al Piyatzmai. So if you're the only one that's admitting it, that you are Mafata, this girl, you do not have to pay Kenas. And then the Mishnah says, right to the same type of a Chiddush, that Ho'eme Ganafti, if somebody admits that he stole something, is Meshalem Esakarin al Piyatzmai. He's Mechayev himself because of his own confessing now, his own al Piyatzmai, because of himself, he has to pay back the Karen. But the Ein Meshalem Tashlume Kefil. But the kefil that usually a ganav has to pay, that's called the kenas. And the kenas is potter, because like we said, moed the kenas is potter. The same thing for tashlumi above chamisha. If you admit that you stole it, and you made a shechita, you made a tzvicha, you're potter from paying back the extra three or four. Because that's a kenas, and a person doesn't pay kenas al piyatzmai. What about if you admit that hamish shuri is plenty, that my shor killed another man? So then the lochr is, you have to pay kefir. So machloikas, we have to pay the main nizik or the main mazik. But mashma, our mission holds that kufr is mamayna. It's called you're paying back money. So therefore, if you admit that your shor killed somebody, you have to pay the value. Or shor is shor pleni, or else if your shor killed another shor, is harezeh mishalom al piyatzmai. You have to pay al piyatzmai, because that's called the chi of money. And if you admit to money, you have to pay. But what about if you're admitting that Hamish Shairi Avdoi Shapleni, if you're admitting that your ox killed somebody else's Eved Kenani, where that's a knaf that you have to pay Shleshim Shkolim, the locher is Ein Mishalom Al Piyatzmai. You don't have to pay according to you. If you're the only one saying it now, Bezin does not pass in the Chiyiv of Kenas. And Zeaklal, this is the general rule, that Kol HaMishalim Yeser Amash Izik, whenever you have to pay more than the actual damage that you caused, mele it's called kenas. Therefore, einu mishalom apiyatzmai. You don't pay for yourself apiyatzmai. You dafka need bezdin to paskin the chiyuv kenas, and bezdin only paskins it with edim and not apiyatzmai. That's the pasuk of Hashiyashin Elohim prat lamashiyas atzmai. Exactly why it says this lashon dafka of kol mishalom yeser amash ezik. What about if you have to pay less than your mazik? That's the Gemara we'll talk about. That's a shayla of the old Paul Ganiska is Mamay nor Knas, we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. The listener, we're asking the question now, what does the Mishnah also say on Nasti? Like, what does the Mishnah only say, Ho'ema Potisies Bitoi, that I talked his daughter into having Znus with me? Why doesn't it say a bigger Kiddush of Anasti that he was Manasseh, he forced her? Like Taisa says, it's a bigger Kiddush because he's saying he did a bigger priestess that he forced her. So why don't we say that Kiddush? So Gemara says, Enechnami, but loy mi boy komar. When the Mishnah says, Potisi, that's a bigger Kiddush that we believe the man more than just Onasti. Why? Loy mi boy Onasti. Not only when the man said that he forced the girl to live with him, the loy ka pogam lo. He's not making such a pogam, he's not giving her a bad name. It's not the pshat she wanted to have as nus, like she's a zayna. But you're just saying that you forced her. So that's not so, you're not making her a bad name, therefore we believe you that you have to pay the boishas and the begam. The mishalim boishas and begam, you have to pay the boishas and the begam. Al piyatzmai, even though you're the only one admitting it. Avol potisa, but I would have thought in the case of the Mishnah, by potisi, that you talked her into it, but she agreed to do it, the kapogam law, you're now giving a bad name about her. You've been giving her a begam. People are going to call her a zayna. Like she agreed to have znus with you. Maybe Bezdin should not believe you, and you should not have to pay the money, in order not to give her a bad name. As Kamash Malon, The Mishnah teaches us no, that still we believe them in. When the man said that he was mafater, he talked her into it, the man has to pay boishes and begam to the father. In Arkhetach, the Gemara says that like a masnisin deloikiyai tana, our Mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudu Einer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that af boishes and begam enu mishalim al piyatzmoi. In a case where the man is agreeing that he was mafater her, he talked her into it, so he's giving her a name that she's a zayna, we taka don't believe him, and he does not have to pay the boishes and the begam al piyatzmoi. And his svar is, loikol heimenu sheyifkan bita shaploine. It's not right that he should give a bad name to that girl, to somebody's daughter. As the fact you're saying that you talked her into it and she agreed to you, you're like telling her she's like a zayna. So therefore we don't believe you even to make you pay to boishes and the begam. So Omalei Rav Papa Labaya, so Papa said to Abaya, what's going to be if Nichalo Ledido, what's going to be according to Rav Shimon if she agrees that she wants the money? If she says she doesn't care about the bad name, she'd rather see the money, and she doesn't care that people talk that she's a Zoyna. My, what would be the Locha? So Gemara says, still, Dilmola Nichal Eliovia. Still, we're afraid the father doesn't like it, though, that the name should go out, that his daughter was a Zoyna. So tomorrow, what's going to be though in the case of Nichal Eliovia? What's going to be if the father does like it, agrees, I could rather have the money than about, he doesn't care about the name? My, what do you say then? Do you have to pay? So tomorrow still says, Dumala Nichalu Levnei Mishpacha. Still it's a svara, somebody in the immediate family is not going to like this idea that people are talking about their Mishpacha, that she's a Zayna. Therefore, they would rather not to have the money than have the bad name. So more still asks, what's going to be if Nichalu Levnei Mishpacha Mai? What's going to be if all the Mishpacha, the immediate Mishpacha around here, all agrees and says, we don't care about the bad name, we would rather see the money. What's going to be the Locha? And Zemara says, still, Yefsha Deleka Chad Medinas Hayam T'Lanichalei. It's impossible that there's at least one person in the family that disagrees, that says, I'd rather not have the money, as long as she should not have a bad name. Or at least there's one normal person here. So since it's a svara that they themselves would rather like be meichel the money, not see the money in order that she should not have a bad name, that's from Shimon's svara, you don't have the right to give her a bad name, so we say you're potter from pain. Unless they raid them there. When they raid them, we can't help it, then we know if they raid them. But we only know without piyatzmoy, that's from Shimon's svara, you don't have to pay in order not to give her a bad name. Yeah, then the Gemara says, right. It says, next case is, Ho'im grunafti mishalem es hakeren. The person admits that he stole, so you have to pay back the keren, the value of what he stole, but the kefil yapata, that's kenas. Itma, we learned the Gemara in Baba Kama that says, palga niska, in the case where you're sure, which is a tam, the first three times it hits somebody, it's only a tam, that it only has to pay palga niska, it only has to pay chatzi nezek. If you're sure, killed another ox, and the other ox is worth $100, you only have to pay 50. So Rapopiroma Palganiska Mamoina. Rapopol, that's that you have to pay the 50% of it, it's called Mamin. That's a svar, you should have to pay it. And therefore if you're Maida, you'd have to pay it. Rav Huna Vredra of Yeshuama Palganiska Knosa. No, it's called a Knas, and therefore if you admit that your shore hit somebody else or hit another shore the first few times before it's a muid, your potter is called Knas. What's the svara? Rav Papa Roma Palganiska Mamina. Rav Papa holds Palganiska is called Mamin. Why? Ksover he holds Stam Shvorim is Lav Becheska Shimakaima. A Stam Shor ox is not Becheska to be watched. In other words, the owner has to know that his ox is not so tamed. It's not Becheska that it should be watched. And the opposite, that's watched. In other words, the opposite, that the owner has to realize that if he doesn't watch it, it's going to do damage. So if it goes out and damages somebody, really of a din hudim mishalim kule. Really, even the first time your ox does damage, you should have to pay the whole damage, because you should have known that your ox does damage. Rachmona hudachayis alayu. But the Torah had rachmonas on you. The akati lo yayid tura. Since your ox did not do it three times, it's not a muad yet. The Torah had rachmonas on you. The Torah patted you from a chatzinezik. But the half that you have to pay, it's called mamoina, it's a svar, you should have to pay it, because you should have known your ox is going to do damage if you don't watch it.
Yeah, but Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar, he says no, palganiska kenosa. That you have to pay 50%, the palganiska, that's called the kenas. Why, kisover, he owes that stam shvorim is becheska shimakaimo. A regular ox is becheskas, that's watched. In other words, it's tamed. And therefore, the owner doesn't have to think that it's going to do hezek. So therefore, the first time that it does hezek, it ruins somebody, really should be potter in svar. It's like an oinus. Or bedino really d'lelishal and klal. You should not have to pay anything the first two or three times that does hezek. For Achamon who the con say, to svar the Torah, put a kenas upon you, should have to pay, ki heicha denin tereleture. In order that you should watch your ox. So therefore, that's why it's called the kenas. Now the Gemara proves sakashas one to the other. Tesimin hezek ma v'hemes klal. Tanan, we lost learned the Gemara in Baba Kama, says like this. He learned in the Mishnah over there like this. Tanan, ha nizik v'hamazik v'tashlumin. When Yeshua does damage, it's called the nizik, the one that received the damage, and the mazik, the one that gave it, both of them have to pay sometimes. So Gemara says like this. According to Rav Pop, it's very good. That's why it's called sometimes the Nizik has to pay. In other words, the Nizik has to lose out. Because according to Rav Pop, when the Tam does damage, really you should have to pay the whole thing. Really the Nizik deserves to get 100%. That the Torah says, you're potter from paying 50%, it's like the Nizik is losing out like he's paying 50%. But according to Rav Huna, that Palganiska Kenosa, that really the Mazik should be potter completely, and the Nizik shouldn't get anything. Just the Torah gave a Kenat to the Mazik, that he has to pay 50%. Hash to the Lavdi Dei Koshokal. Now that the Nizik is getting something that he doesn't deserve, Bitashtum Misa, why is it called like the Nizik is paying something? Like he's not losing out anything. Really, he doesn't deserve to get anything. Just the Torah gave a kenasia that the mazik has to pay 50%. So here, this should be a kasha on Rav Huna and a riot to Rav Papa. So Gemara says no. Lo nitzuchoi. You know what this mishnah is talking about in Baba Kama? El lepchas nevela. It's talking about a different halacha. The pchas of the nevela. Like when your shor, when the mazik shor hits the nizik shor and kills it, the halacha is you only have to pay the difference between the live shor and the dead shor. But how much the dead shor is worth? The nevela, that belongs to the nizik. Now, pchas nevela means from the time the animal died until, let's say, you go to Bezdin, so it gets, the carcass gets worse, and it gets worth less. That amount of money that the carcass gets worth less, that's called the pchas nevela, that the nizik loses out. The nizik loses out. The mazik only has to pay the difference to where the shor was worth at the time when it died. Let's say the time when it died, when it was alive, was worth $100. Now the dead carcass is only worth $20. So it's called, you gave an $80 damage there, you have to pay for the $80. Or half of that, you have to pay $40. Even though later on, by the time the Nizik goes and sells the Nevela, it's only worth $10. So really, you had another $10 loss. That Pchas Nevela, that the nevela, the carcass, got worth less later on, that the nizik himself loses out. So that's why it's called Yisip Tashlumim, he loses out the pchas of the nevela. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara and Baba Kam learns it out from Sukkim over there, and Vashmin and Hayatana, the pchas nevela, the nizik heve, that the nizik loses out. So Gemara has to kasha, pchas nevela. If the chiddush of that mishnah over there in Baba Kama is that hanizik v'yamazik b'tashlumim is to tell me this chiddush of chas nuvela that the nizik loses out for the Gemara Taninon, we learned it already one time that tashlumei nezik. A mishnah says also tashlumei nezik, and the Gemara's medayik. What does that mean? Malamina comes to teach us shehabaylim mitaplim b'nevela, that when my shor like kills your shor, then the vela, the carcass, the owner of it has to take care of it. The Nizik, he's responsible to take care of the Nevela. Metaplum b'Nevela. That means he has to sell it right away. The Mazik only has to pay the difference between the live shor and the way the shor is worth at the time of its death. So it said already one time. What do we have to have it two times for? So Gemara says, true, we need this Chiddush two times. Hatayichode b'tam v'chode b'muad. One is teaching us the case of a tam when there's the first time Yeshua killed, and the second Chiddush is by a muad where Yeshua did it a few times already. Three times already. I need both chiddushim. The Ashmin and Tam, if we only say the chiddush of a Tam, when your shor hits somebody else, kills another shor, that the nizik has to take care of the nevela. Mishum diakati lo yayit, because the mazik's shor is not a muad yet.
So therefore, it's not so much the mazik's fault yet. Therefore, the Torah parted the mazik from the b'chas nevela. Avo mu'id. But in the case where the mazik has a shor, that's a mu'id. The yoyid, that the shor did it already three times. So the owner now is responsible for his shor. He should have taken care of it. It's called he's more responsible. Ey maloi, maybe then the Torah was not mekel. Maybe then the Torah says the mazik has to pay for the b'chas nevela. His kamashmon, even in the case of a mu'id, still the Torah says the mazik is potter from the b'chas nevela. Now, v'yashmina mu'id, if I'd only hear this chiddush by a mu'id, I would tell you mishum dekor mishalim kulei, because the mu'id has to pay for the whole hezek, for the whole damage. Therefore, the Torah was make a little bit that when the carcass gets ruined and gets worth less, the nizik, it's his loss. Not that the mazik has to pay for that. And since the mazik is paying so much anyway, he's paying for the whole damage, the Torah like patted him from this little p'chas nevela. Avul tam. But in the case of a shor tam, that the mazik only has to pay 50%, a maloi, maybe then the Torah was not nekel upon the mazik. But rather the mazik would have to pay even the p'chas nevela, tzricha. Kamashmon, even in this case, even in a tam, still the mazik is potter from paying the p'chas nevela. He only has to pay the difference between a live shor and the way the shor is at the time when it died. How much the nevela is worth then? Even though later b'shas hamadim b'din it gets worth less, that's the nizik's loss, not the mazik's loss. So therefore, we have no proof whether chatzi nizik is the knas or mamon. Tor Shema, come and bring another proof. There's another Gemara Bava Kama that says, explains there, ma bein tam lemuit. What's the difference between the shor that's a tam? The first two times it does hezik, lemuit, so after it did it three times already, it became a muit. The differences are that shatam mishalem chatzi nizik. If your shor is only a tam, you only have to pay half of the damage that it did. And also migufay, you only have to pay, you can only collect from the guf of the shor. That means, in other words, let's say your shor, the mazik shor, is only worth, let's say, $50. And let's say it killed another shor that's worth $200. So din is really should have to pay $100. But since your shor is only worth $50, you can't get more than gufay of my shor. You can't collect more than how much the mazik's shor is worth. But let's say in a normal case where $100 shor stays to another $100 shor, then in Echnami you only collect 50. And you don't get more because of this, but sometimes you even get less because you can only collect in Igufay from not more than the shor, the mazik shor is really worth. Now, O Mu'id Mishalem Nezer Sholem, but if your shor is a Mu'id already, did it already three times, now the locker is you have to pay for the complete damage, and also Minhaliyah. The law is not you collect only from how much the shor is worth, but rather you collect now from my property, from my karka, and min aliyah, from the best of my properties, you have a right to collect the money. That's what it says. That's the difference between a tam and a mu'it. Now the question is, v'loy ketoni, it does not say over there, this chiddush, that shahatam ein mishalem al piyatzmoy. According to Rav Huna, that chatzi nezek is a kenas, it should have said that a tam pays. Chatzinezik, it doesn't pay if the mazik admits it, because it's knas ain't a mishal mapiyatzmoy. I should have said though, but a muid mishal mapiyatzmoy. Mashenkin a muid, which for sure you pay nezik shalom, which is mumin, that you do pay al piyatzmoy. Schud is a riot to Rav Popo and a kasher on Rav Huna. Smur says, no, I'll tell you a ton of a shayer. That time over there learned some, but leaves out some that really could have said this. Really, maybe time is a knas, just left it out. For the Gemara, Umay Shire, the High Shire, like what else did it leave out that it left this out? Usually if there's only one more thing to learn, you don't leave it out. If there are a few things to learn, they could say it learned some things, and a few things are left out. But just one thing we don't say left out, so what else is there to say that it left out also? So this the Gemara answers, yes, there is something else also. That Tony Shire Chati Koifer, left out Aloch, let's say a Tam kills a man. Aloch is your potter from paying Chati Koifer. We dash in the Gemara Baba Kama dashins. It says there, Bala Shor Noki, we dash in Noki Michati Kaifer. The locker is if you have your shore, that's a muid. Now, if your shore kills a man, you have to pay Kaifer. So, Machlekis, you have to pay how much the person you killed is worth, or you have to pay how much the mazik is worth. But that's called Kaifer. Now, we make a drosha that a tam is potter from Chati Kaifer. So, the Tana left that out also. Like it should have said this also, that a mu'ed pays kaifer, and a tam is potter from kaifer. Therefore, since it left that out, it also left out this halacha. So it's possible, like Rav Huna learns, that Tam Chatinezik is the Knas, and the Bryce, the Mishnah, left it out. So Gemara says this is not such a good teretz. Or why? I tell you, Imishum Chatzi Kofer, if you only want to bring the proof of Chatzi Kofer, I tell you, Lav Shiruhu. Maybe that's not called the Shia, that's not called something was left out. Why? Because maybe this price of money, Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Maybe this price goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Yomah that holds, Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofer.